This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena 89.1 FM with translators K246BA Bozeman 97.1 FM, K220KD Big Sky 91.9 FM, K208BX Livingston 89.5 FM, K296EF Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. Finishing up that bunch of music with R.E.M., one of their fab instrumental B-sides. A song that didn't become a song. It's called Winged Mammal Theme. Start off that set with Lindsey Buckingham from his first solo album In the Midst of Fleetwood Mac. Then something brand new from our friend Gaz Hunter from the north of England. He's calling it a Lucy Psychodelia. This album's called Sunshine Girl, and you heard Because I Love You. And it's a concept album, a breakup album. Gloom in June. I told him I was going to play that song, and he said, well, really, why? I said, because it's the best song on the album. So you got to trust me. I'm the DJ. You're just the musician. I think you can get that mail order from him. I'm not sure where. Just send out an email to Gaz Hunter. He'll get it. Send some money. General Delivery, England. Tommy Keane, a really single Mr. Roland, and finish up with R.E.M. There you go. I need to tell you, KGLT is supported by CPR Cell Phone Repair. Repairs for phones, Android, tablets, computers, and more with a lifetime warranty. Also buying and selling used phones located 200 South 23rd Avenue at the University Square Shopping Center. Phone 406-581-1197. And Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Bozeman's original tasting room on the Northeast neighborhood at 504 North Broadway. Open 7 days a week. And we thank all the businesses and people who support KGLT. And that includes you, because you probably support KGLT. Check. If you have a KGLT t-shirt, then you supported us. If you don't, well, get on the case. We know who you are. We'll send the Piranha Brothers around to sort you out. Okay, I think I want to play some more music. I think I have 2 more hours left. I haven't checked to see who's coming in today after me. It's always a wild card. It's either Duke or Anton. It could be Rune. I'm not sure if Rune's still doing the show this semester. That drive from Helena is a tough one, especially in bad weather. I wouldn't want to do it. Not in one day, up and back. That's not my style anymore. I drive one way, eat dinner, have a drink, spend the night, drive back the next day, or continue on. And that's what I'm going to do with the show, continue on.
What it means to me, just exactly what my
It not Sparks from from their album Propaganda, BC. A great band from that era, which would be the first half of the 70s, mid 70s. They're still around, still going strong, actually making great records, and nice guys. Some of the nicer musicians I ever met. Started off with another bunch of nice guys, some of the funnest musicians I ever met. Slade. That was a fabulous single. Look What You Done. Done in the style of Plastic Ono Band, if you ask me. Yeah, they were some wild guys. They wrote a song about a party I went to with them. John Lennon from his first solo album. I think he had a couple of things before that. But his first proper solo album. Plastic Ono Band, you heard Remember? That great band he had. Alan White on drums and... Klaus Voormann on bass, and is George playing guitar? I think so. I think it's how it worked out. Cheap Trick from their debut. Paul McCartney, great single from him. Junior's Farm, back in the same period, or first half of the 70s, when Paul and Linda had matching mullets and looked good wearing them, too. Really, that band Wings was something else. Something else there? I guess we ended up with Sparks. Some old favorites. Every one of those works for me. They've been in my collection since they were brand new and will stay there. You won't get them at the record fair, I'm sorry. What's happened? It's 4:23. I think I'm doing okay. Let me see if I can see this far. This looks good.
The Bozeman Dac series continues with Schemebirds, Thursday, November 7th at the Emerson Theater. Schemebirds is an intimate portrait of a scrappy teenager in Glasgow, Scotland, and her story of tenacity and survival as she struggles to rise above a town scarred by economic hardship. Tickets are available at Cactus Records, Movie Lovers, and online at bozemandocseries.org. Schemebirds, 7 p.m. Thursday, November 7th, at the Emerson Theater in Bozeman.
And before I forget, shout out to all the people listening near and far. If you're close by, we count on you because you can just turn on your radio. Everybody else has to work on a little bit more from the distance, app on a phone, computer, something. I know Mark Owens listening out in Seattle and probably Scott Sutherland. And if Scott Sutherland can drag himself away from that lovely candy corn monster that his coworker brought to him, I think he'll check in. And I have to check in with my good friend, John Tremblay. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, John. He's out there in Traverse City, Michigan. He nearly moved to Bozeman. He was offered a chance to move to Bozeman for work, and he thought twice about it. And I think he made the right choice. So I promised him I'd hook him up here at KGLT for a show. I'm not sure if he believed me or not, but he's a great DJ, too, and a nice guy. One of the good friends. Now, what? How about this? This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hopson IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Bozeman's original tasting room in the Northeast neighborhood, 504 North Broadway Avenue, open 7 days a week. Yes, yes. Got a lot of new stuff this week. Maybe this one came last week, but it's brand new from Guided by Voices, their third album of 2019. And, of course, now they're starting some pushback from fans saying, oh, too many records. And the middle one was actually sort of an odd one. The Warp and Wolf was a collection of four EPs put on an album, so it was a shorter fragmented songs. This new one is called Sweating the Plague, and it's a rock album. 12 songs like it should be, 12 really good songs, and that's always nice when Guided by Voices hit you with something close to perfection, and I have to do it this way to play it right. Just keep right. No, I have to do it this way to play it right.
Thank you. some must. No big hair. Songs mean a lot when songs are bought, and so are you. Face right down to the practice room. Tension and fame's a career, 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 career. We'll be right back.
Sonic Youth. That always works. From their fabulous album, Daydream Nation. Shame they're not together anymore. I think Kim Gordon has a record out, though. I'll have to check that out. Look into that. Some more phase. I was talking to Jim about this earlier. Everything on the show I play is my favorite. Otherwise, I wouldn't play it. I wouldn't own it if it wasn't a favorite of mine, or at least one song in their catalog wasn't a favorite of mine. That's how it works. Started for Guided by Voices, brand new records called Sweating the Plague. You heard Street Party. And again, I highly recommend it. There's, for you completists, there's a single with a non-album B-side. Yikes. And you got to keep on top of that because some of those things sell out fast. Heard Pavement, haven't heard them for a long time, from Crooked Rain. You heard Cut Your Hair. Guess that was sort of their MTV hit, wasn't it? Luna, from their album Luna Park. Heard Slash Your Tires. I saw them last year, 2 years ago in D.C. They're still really good. Great little band. Finish up with... Oh, Feelings were in there. I got things out of order. So you heard Feelies after Luna, from title track from Only Life, and then Sonic Youth finishing up Silver Rocket. Okay, 4:44 is the time. Got some stuff to play. I'm taking care of the business, so how about this?
Neptune's Brewery in Livingston honors KGLT with a buck of beer, Saturday, November 9th. From 5 to 8 p.m., join the KGLT crew for a brew at Neptune's 119 North L Street location. It's a great opportunity for fans of KGLT in Livingston, Big Timber, and Gardner to meet station staff and DJs, sharing a word and a pint. And for every pint sold, KGLT gets a buck. 5 to 8, Saturday, November 9th. KGLT night at Neptune's Brewery, North L Street, Livingston. Presented by Friends of KGLT, with info on the KGLT Facebook page.
I was just talking to Court Hamilton, you know, Thursday night DJ, and he's always up for the beer night, so at least the two of us will be over there. See who else wants to get in the car. Weather permitting, I suppose. But Neptune, that's nice. That's great they're doing this. And I haven't done an event in Livingston. It's usually Helena, or here in Bozeman, but be nice to meet the listeners in Livingston. Okay, see you there. Deal? Yeah, deal. I can continue. Oh, I've said something at the top of the show. I forgot a brand new record, a really great brand new record by my friend Malcolm Morley. Just came out, and I was sure I made a point of taking it from the hi-fi down to the record library to go into the bags, and when I got here, I could not find it. So I assume it's on the floor, on a shelf or something. So 2 weeks out, I'll be debuting that. So right now, this is a placeholder. This is Malcolm with his old band, Help Yourself.
Short, but often take some and give That's lovely.
Brand new from Green Ray, a band that's been around for a while in many forms. His new album's called 5 Points of Light. And that song was written by Ken Whaley, one of two on this album written by Ken Whaley, three that he co-wrote. Ken Whaley passed away a few years ago and had been the original bass player in Green Ray.